safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a giant junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a junior that's made a big name for itself. It's a giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. I'm Russ Robinson. He is Jake Wimberly. George Broadstreet's in the house. Don Barnes making his way in from the peanut game of the week. And got a good one coming up next Friday night. Oak Grove at George County.
Yeah, that's a really good game. Open Region 3-6A, George County. This is their first year in 6A. Oak Grove, their fantastic quarterback. I think he had a thumb injury, I was told the other day.
Plumlee,
a thumb injury, so we'll see if he gets back. But Oak Grove had a little bit of a slip last year. We see that from time to time in any school that can go on. But now it looks like they're a formidable opponent again in 6A South. So that is going to be a fun game on the Peanuts game, a way to kick off region week, so to speak, for 6A.
Now, I was talking with Matt Caldwell, who's the coach for George County, saying, hey, congratulations, you're up in 6A. And he goes, yeah, that's really great.
That's right.
Let me show you my schedule for this year.
Yeah.
But that will be our Peanut Game of the Week next week. And Chris and Don will go up on Tuesday and do the pregames for both schools. And so that will start at 6 o'clock next Friday night with the pregame show. And the kickoff is 7 as Oak Grove takes on George County. Well, you probably heard Friday Night End Zone across the state today, and the voice of Friday Night End Zone, Jason Scarborough, joins us on the telephone, and he did tonight the Brandon Northwest Rankin ball game. And Jason, I gotta tell you, Northwest Rankin is a whole lot better than people think they are, aren't they?
They are, Russ, and good evening to you and your crew. Yeah, they're a lot better, and you know what's crazy is they go as Cameron Carroll goes. You know it's coming. The question is, can you stop it?
Yeah.
And, you know, they got some great play from D. Baker tonight. I thought that, you know, you hear Shaquille O'Neal when he's talking about basketball, talking about the others, you know, the others on the team, not the names.
Right.
I thought the others tonight for Northwest Rankin I thought they stepped up, and you know, they were going to need that to happen to beat Brandon. You know, Brandon only scored 7 offensive points. They got a 99-yard pick six by Jadarius Fan, their linebacker. But outside of that, offensively, the Dogs struggled. I think that you got to tip your hat to Britt Rowell, defensive coordinator at Northwest Rankin. I mean, this is a very underrated defense, in my opinion. They really get after you in that 3-4 scheme. They're going to be tough to deal with in their region this year.
Well, I agree with you. And, you know, they were actually playing pretty good football last year, Jason. I don't think this should really surprise anyone.
No, it's just, you're right, they were playing good football last year. It's just, like, with a lot of these teams, can they hold it together? Because when you get to that region schedule, the money games, as we like to call them, can you hold it together? And how will they perform against the Madison Centrals and the Clintons and so on and so forth? You know, in those muddy games to get into the playoffs, how will they perform then? That'll be the question. But you're right. They're playing good football the last couple of years, or at least last year into this year. Can they hold it together? I'm telling you, Cam Carroll, I'm going to tell you right now, this is the year of the running back in high school football in Mississippi, there's no doubt. We were treated to seeing one of the best ones in the state tonight, I believe.
How about that? How about that? You know, this may be one of the better teams.
I said it.
You threw it out there. Okay, you can back that up. That's right. You called it. You can back it up. You know, you're right. We got a bunch of running backs this year, and I don't know who the selections are for the Miss Owl game yet. We'll find out in mid-October.
Correct.
But there's going to be a bunch of good running backs in the Bernard Blackwell game, too, because we are loaded with running backs this year, and you did see a good one tonight. Do you know yet where you're going to be next week on your game of the week?
We don't know yet. We've got about 3 games we're looking at.
Yeah.
And typically around Mondays and Tuesdays, we kind of say, all right, we got to decide because we got to do some game prep here. We typically decide about Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning. We've got about 3 games we're looking at. We typically announce it on our website, SphereRadioSports.com. We typically announce it there. And that's typically where people can check out where we're going next. But it's been a lot of fun. Great partnership with Friday Night Under the Lights. And we get to get out there. We got to see Jake Wimberly today.
Yeah.
We see Jake on set and joining us on the show. So, you know, we get to get out there with the fans. And it's been a great partnership so far. And we're enjoying it. It's a lot of fun. And I think we like building the suspense on where we're going to go next.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the show's a lot of fun. If you can, you know, tune in on 4 to 6 on Friday afternoons across the state, because you'll find the Friday Night End Zone. And it is, you're right, it's a great partnership. You set them up, we put them down, give everybody the dessert after you serve the meal. So that's the way it needs to be on Friday night. Jason, thanks a lot, brother. We appreciate it. You have a good Friday night. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Rush. Y'all too. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. All right, do we have Don Barnes on the line yet? It's in the next segment, okay.
Talking about Cam Carroll, the running back for Northwest Rankin, Jason was talking about unofficially tonight, 27 carries, 149 yards. He is not currently, which is odd. You know, sometimes you get into, and I don't want to speculate why players don't have stars in recruiting sometimes. It could be a litany's list of reasons, but he is not rated by 247sports.com, which is interesting. But he does have 3 offers on the table for 247 Sports already: Jackson State, South Alabama, and Southern Miss. So, I mean, he's a guy, he's a college-level player. He will probably be in one of those all-star games, you would have to think.
I would think so.
Like you said, those rosters come out. We'll talk with Johnny Mims about that here when that happens. And it's always fun to kind of get those rosters out and compare. And I have it pulled up. We'll look at it a little later on. Some of the top players in the state of Mississippi, you know, we talked about Malik Heath got his All-American jersey today. He'll be on that Mississippi-Alabama roster.
Oh,
I mean, there's no doubt. You look at a guy like Marlon James Williams out of Callaway. He'll be on that list. So Callaway's got a lot of talent.
Look, Callaway's a good football team. Provine's got to be very excited tonight.
Yeah.
I know Will is, but I think the folks there at Provine have got to be. George, before we go back to the telephone, do you got anything on the Mississippi Sports Medicine Score Desk for us?
I do. You know, I was trying to make sure I got this straight, but Jefferson Davis County, you know, that's the old
Bassfield.
They beat Natchez tonight. They're now 4-1. They beat Natchez which is a 5A school, 48-35. But Terry also played Jefferson County, and Terry shut out Jefferson County 20-0. Both of those teams were 3-1 going into that game, and Terry won by the score of 20-0. Point that out.
I'm wondering when the last time Terry was 4-1 at this point in the season.
Probably when someone named Dixon played there.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking.
And, you know, I tell you, Brandon's got to go on the road to open district play next week at Terry. That's going to be a tough ball game. You know, it's a game Brandon has traditionally won, but having to go down there, Terry looks like they've done some nice things. Their one loss is to Florence this year. So you got to like what Terry's doing down on 55 South.
I believe Ty Ball's let me know during the evening. I believe Crystal Springs won their ball game tonight. As a matter of fact, it was 20-6.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah.
Who did they play?
They played Amit County.
Okay.
And they beat them 20-6. And he also gave us a score that East Central, I think you had this, East Central beat Hazelhurst. East Central will be one of our peanut games later on in the year, and yeah. They're a really fine football team.
Yeah, I believe that was 21-0 was the final on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is surprising. You know, Hazelhurst is a team that traditionally is right in the mix in 3A. But again, we talked about Oak Grove and how they dipped last year. Sometimes you just have years where, you know, there's not quite the talent. You've got more talent in your feeder programs, have to get some kids older.
Right.
And, you know, Hazelhurst, they'll be fine down the road.
I was conversing with UB some tonight, the voice of the JA Raiders.
Yeah.
He had them up 38-6 at the half, and they were playing Hartfield. Do you have that final?
I do. Jackson Academy did beat Hartfield by the score of 45-12 was the final there.
Okay. And then I had a partial score. Do you have a final on MRA?
I do not. They were playing Capaya, and I do not. I know MRA was up fairly late in that game.
Yeah, it was 41-31 points with 8:35 left to go in the game.
Right.
But Capaya was making a game out of it, and they led like 4 points, you know, at the half. So Ross Haley was the last report I got from Ross was 41-30. We're going to try to have Ross Haley on next week and talk about because the MRA Patriots and the Park Lane Pioneers are going to be playing a football game later on this year, and that will be one of our peanut games of the week.
Yeah, and I've checked it a couple of different places, and everywhere I see, it's Lamar School over Presbyterian Christian, 32-22.
Mac Barnes, you don't count out Mac Barnes, I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to date myself, but I called Mac.
Yeah, you're going to date yourself there.
Were you with me when I was calling Mac Barnes' games at MC?
I think, yeah.
So you just dated yourself.
Yeah.
We're none of us spring chickens around here.
No.
All right, so we got those scores, and we're going to take a break in the second half. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Don Barnes, who was out at the West Point and Noxubee County game. And then, of course, at the top of the hour, we'll reset all the scores. Want to remind everyone that the scores are on the app and the website. And I think, George, you know, last couple of weeks, before the show was even over, the scores were up.
Yeah, all but maybe a handful at the most. So by the time the show's over, we'll have just about everything there is.
And Dr. Dave and Will, the Thrill, work hard at that all week. We'll talk a little bit about this power ranking.
I want to get into that.
I actually looked at it, spent some time looking at it, and Will has a criteria. By the way, what was the question we were going to ask Dr. Dave this week? I know. He's big on percentages, right?
Right.
He said, I don't know if you were here last week, but he said that his father was named Harvey and his mother was named Irma, and I wanted to know what the odds of that was.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So I'm still waiting for Dr. Dave Schaus to send that information to me. What are those odds? Hey, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we will announce the Wendy's Giant of the Week. We'll also talk to Don Barnes, who did the peanut game tonight. We've got a lot. We're going to be here until midnight tonight, and certainly want you to keep it right here as we go over all the scores. You did pull the power ranking.
I got it. And here's the thing. We love power rankings. Tupelo is not going to like this. They're 4th and 6A. They're not going to like it. They're not going to like it. Trent Hampton won't like it at all.
No. Some phone calls we made during the week. Anyway, you keep it right here. Don Barnes coming up. Josh Jackson is coming up from Blitz 16. We'll be back. Keep it right here.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant with double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese. It's a Junior that's made a big name for itself. It's a Giant
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you. While you take care of what's most important, we're your shield, we're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Friday Night Under the Lights, Russ Robinson here, along with Jake Wimbley and George Bronstreet, who is in the Mississippi Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Center scores desk. And George will be going over all the scores at the top of the hour. But if you want some before then, all you got to do is FNUTL.com or the Funnel app. Dr. Dave is putting them on both.
So also Twitter, Facebook.
Twitter, Facebook.
And you can't leave none of them out.
No, and our Facebook is growing.
Yeah, so Twitter's growing, Facebook's growing, it's all growing. Social media continues to no ends. It's infinite.
Okay, let's go to the telephone. Don Barnes, who got a look at West Point tonight, and Don, there's controversy growing out there as to who the number one team in the state is. Is it Pearl? Is it West Point? You saw West Point. What do you think?
Well, I haven't seen Pearl yet, but I can tell you this. If you go off of fourth score, it's West Point. And Coach Chambliss and company made a statement tonight, running it up 47-14. And the only reason, I think, that the Tigers got that second touchdown is because there were third and second stringers in there for the Green Wave. They just dominated this ball game from get-go. And, you know, Rudd, this was an interesting game because we really expected, I think everybody expected to see a smaller 4A team come out here and give the Green Wave a game. But they made the same kind of killing mistakes that they made last week against Meridian. And it's just the miscues and the false starts
that are bringing him back on some pretty big plays. Armani Clark had a pretty good game tonight. He threw the ball pretty well. He couldn't find Eads. Eads was covered up. They had him, I mean, blanketed. But he did have some good throws tonight. They just weren't able to get the ball in the end zone.
Well, did you have a good crowd out there?
Oh, yeah. We had a fantastic crowd on both sides of the field. This is a grudge match. This is a game that they look forward to every year. And the stands on the visitor side were full. There was even some West Pointers sitting over in the home stand, and they were very vocal.
Well, I'll bet there wasn't a bag of peanuts anywhere after that crowd went through the gate.
Hey, let me tell you something. I think Malcolm Broom was super happy when he left here. At halftime, he had given away over 600 packets of peanuts.
Wow.
All of the fans that we brought. And it was a good night to have those fans. So thank you. Good Mississippi Sports Medicine as well. It was muggy out here. Mugs were pretty heavy. But you know what? These guys played football and they didn't stop. I have to say this. The Tigers did not lay down. They didn't give up. They fought through to the end. They were exhausted. They were spent. About halfway through the fourth quarter, you could just see it. The defense spent way too much time on the field. But I tell you what, West Point, in my book, number one.
Wow. Don, hey, it's Jake. Let me ask you this. Let me play devil's advocate here. If West Point had a weakness, what is it?
I think kicking game. I think they really have – they struggle with their kicking game. They missed an extra point tonight. It was partially blocked. They had a couple of missed extra points. They just looked at that position. They looked like they didn't have the right connection. And that's the first thing that comes to my mind. I think probably defensively, you can't say anything negative about them. They put a stop on this bunch tonight. And offensively, I didn't really see much of a weak point either.
Well, it was our first peanut game of the week. Now, next week, you're going to be down at George County, and you'll have Oak Grove coming in, and I don't think there'll be an empty seat in that house either.
No, and I would imagine the press box is going to be pretty full, too. Because when the peanut game comes to town, we seem to push people out. It was kind of interesting tonight. We had the coaches pushed out on the ledges out there with our camera guy, and I got to take my hat off to my son, Tyler Mangum, who ran cameras tonight, and he did a fantastic job. So next week, if you guys are looking for a good game to watch online, make sure you tune in to the peanut game on Fanuddle.com, and you're going to catch a good game, George. I'm telling you, George County and Oak Grove, that's going to be a pretty good one.
It'll be a good one. Well, look, you guys be safe coming home, and we'll look forward to having your report next week on the peanut game of the week, which will be Oak Grove and George County. Thanks, Don.
Hey, Rod, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Would you give George Broad Street a French fry, please?
He's been asking all night.
I've been looking for them, and I can't find them here. If you find them, let me know.
I'll do my best, Don. Thanks so much, brother.
All right, guys.
All right. Good night. Well, our next guest gets around a good bit around town.
Yeah, he almost ran me over tonight.
Oh, really? Josh, yeah. He was on his way to a ball game, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. He was leaving one, going to another.
Yeah, it's Josh Jackson from WAPT, Blitz 16, and he is on the telephone with us. Josh, what game did you cover tonight?
I was at Northwest Rankin and the Northwest Rankin Brandon game, but let me say this first. Jake Wimberly, I could never run that guy over because he's way too jacked for me to even try to do that. So no, I would never do that.
I was going to say, if you ran him over, you had to be pumped up because I can't ever catch him. All right. Let me ask you something, Josh. I mean, back in the latter part of August when everybody's talking high school football and everything, nobody ever really mentioned Northwest Rankin very much. Are they going to start talking about him now?
I think you have to. You have to put them in the conversation as one of the better teams in the state. I think a great measuring stick game had to be when they played Pearl. That Pearl versus Northwest Rankin game, people want to know, is Northwest Rankin the truth? Well, they were playing the number one team in the state, and obviously Pearl won that. So people said, okay, well, maybe they're not ready just yet. Toby Collins has done a phenomenal job in just his third season over there. They've got one of the better backs in the – I'd say behind – Jerry on Elia Jackson Prep. I think Cameron Carroll is definitely the Metro, if not state, one of the top backs in the state. He looks the part. He's a downhill runner. He runs behind his pads. I'm surprised not very many SEC schools have gotten on board with him. I know he has a couple of FCS offers and some, I think, UT San Antonio and Southern Miss has offered. But that guy, look, he's a sleeper, and that's a team that you definitely want to look out for. Young quarterback under center there with Phillip Short. But that's a team to watch. I expected – I had Brandon winning this one, and at halftime it was 7-7, but in the end, Northwest Rankin was able to pull it on out. And so, like I said, in that district, in Region 2 of 6A, you know, it's a toss-up. You know, you got a lot of – you know, you got Madison Central there. You got Northwest Rankin. Heck, you got freaking Provine in there. That's right. Galloway.
What's up with that?
Like, what's up with that? Double overtime. I mean, I didn't expect Marcellus Speaks to be undefeated, you know, 4-0 at this point in the year, taking over a team, you know, that Otis really left, you know, I think a week before practice started there. And so, actually it was a couple of days. I did not expect that, but I will say one thing. Watch out for Provine. And like I said, I'm not going to expect them to come in and dominate in Region 2 6A. It's a difference, you know, once you get in there. But, they can play ball. You know, that's a team to look out for sure. I didn't get a chance to see you, but I was at Jackson Prep tonight as well.
Really?
I hope
you weren't there in the second quarter.
I was there in the second quarter when nobody wanted to punt the ball to Jerry on Ely, so he laterals it. He's got laterals it to him, and he still takes it to the house. I mean, what was it, 77-20? That's ridiculous. And here's a nugget I'm going to put on Blitz. Bobby Gross, shout out to my man here, hitting me with these nuggets, that it was the most points ever scored in a prep game. The second most was like 72 back in, 72 points back in, I think it was 1972.
It was. 72. Yeah, they put a few points on that. And look, St. Joe's got a pretty good football team. I don't count them out.
They do.
They do. I was really impressed with their quarterback. He went down late in the fourth quarter, but I'm going to tell you what, I was impressed with him.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, too. He looks the part. He's a senior, and he's played behind Jack Girard a couple of years there, so he's finally getting his chance. But I tell you, between him and old Holland Towns over at St. Andrews, those guys just look, I don't care. Look, coming off the bus, he's a great player, obviously. But coming off the bus, that's the guy you won't leave the team coming off the bus there. They definitely looked apart, and tonight he showed, obviously against a great prep defense, didn't get much going there. But he showed me in the last couple of weeks and last week against St. Andrews as well that he's a quarterback that can do some damage in 2A ball for sure.
Josh, Brent, real quick, let me ask you about Callaway. Very talented team. Malik Heath, what was it this week? U.S. Army All-American. Did I get that right?
Under Armour.
Under Armour. Thank you. So you got a ton of talent on that team that can compete. They're off to a 2-3 start. Do you see them turning this thing around and making a run for the playoffs this year?
Listen, speaking objectively, I want to say yes. I'm still on the fence. Now, here's the reason. If they were like they were last year in Region 2 of 6A, I say no, they're not ready yet. But because they're in a division with Germantown, it seems a little bit down this year. With the Ridgeland team that Ryan Ernest is kind of turning the corner with, not quite there, you know, yet. Vicksburg, I think they can make – they have the playmakers. You got James Williams, Nick Saban is recruiting, and you got Malik Heath, the number one wide receiver in the state. You got Tyrese Winford, who has a lot of, you know, FCS offers. Kobe Love on that defensive line, who definitely is a great player to come to quarterback of the defense. They have the players. I don't know what's missing just yet. And I had an opportunity to talk with Coach Darius Brown yesterday at the celebration that they had, a little pep rally for Malik. And he told me Friday night, he thought it was time for them to somewhat turn the corner. I'm not sure what's not clicking for that team. But I do think, you know, I'm rooting for them. I want them to do well. And I do think they do some damage in division play. I'm not sure yet, though. They've got to make me believe it. I'm not sure yet that they make the playoffs or not sure they make a deep playoff run.
We got to run. You can understand as we're up against the break. Josh, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week. And, folks, we will take a time out and be back in a moment.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.